The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, how are you this afternoon?
Oi, Sai, you sound so resigned. I'm good in yourself.
Must be the phone call, Rolene.
It was that phone call, and you know what? They didn't even say nana, nana, nana to each other.
No, I wouldn't have thought they would have. But what did they talk about, and how long were they on the phone, and what does this mean?
I know, because, you know, when I told some people today, they said, but how long was he on the phone with other people? Really, everyone, let's just get some perspective here. Okay, so the phone call. Yes, that phone call. The president finally phoned Prime Minister Netanyahu last night. We have the optics. Bibi looked happy. Treated to pictures in the White House, but I can assume that Biden looked happy. And what we do know, that it was a very, very warm and friendly phone call. They spoke about their decades-long friendship. We had assurance from President Biden that he wants to strengthen the historical alliance between the two countries. And they spoke about the things that are very, very important, which didn't include how long they did not speak to each other. They spoke to about things like the situation with Iran, what's going to happen with the nuclear deal. They spoke about things like regional security and cooperation. President Biden expressed that he very much wants to grow the circle of peace. He wants to build on the normalization treaties that we do have in place with our new friends and allies in the region. They spoke about the fact that the important people in the administrations have been in almost daily contact on important things. That is the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Security Association, those very, very important things. And of course, as one would have expect, they spoke about the pandemic and how best they can handle it, how we can handle it, what we can do, share ideas, share experiences. And the conversation lasted about an hour, which is quite a long conversation. And no, we don't know how long he spoke to other countries for, because I have been asked that today. But this is a situation. Both of them tweeted out they were happy to speak to each other. And the alliance between the United States and Israel remains strong. You may have that whiskey now.
Okay, now good to hear. Now, talk about weird stories. The next one, I almost have to stop myself laughing. Is it true that the potential prisoner swap will not happen because the Syrians don't want to go back to Syria?
Well, I do have breaking news.
What had happened? They're back.
Literally, it has happened. We literally have it. Not even 10 minutes ago, the IDF have communicated with media. So let's just talk about this story, because it has been something quite extraordinary. You and I discussed 2 days ago that the cabinet were having a security meeting, very, very urgent on a humanitarian issue. We didn't know what it was. Yesterday, we knew that it was a humanitarian issue, that Russia had been called in to help broker some kind of negotiation. And we heard reports that an ultra-Orthodox woman, or a woman who was formerly ultra-Orthodox from Modi Inilit, just over the highway down the road from where I am, had somehow, and we still don't know, how she had gotten into Syria, and that there was negotiations underway to exchange two prisoners for her. Now, today we had news throughout the day that this had hit a bit of a snag, because the two that were due to be repatriated did not want to go back to Syria.
Have you ever heard a story like that?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. So the two that have been sent back to Syria via the Red Cross were two Syrian shepherds who managed to enter Israeli territory several weeks ago. They crossed in through the Kunetra crossing, and they managed to get into Israel. Now, the woman who's there is being held by the Assad regime. And some people commented to me yesterday in various medium, like, Why should we engage in a prison swap? It's not appropriate, etc., etc. I think we could all understand what could possibly happen to this woman held captive by the Assad regime. You know, she could be accused of all things, from spying to other things. She could be tortured. We don't even have to imagine what could possibly happen to this woman, because Syria and Israel regard each other as enemy entities. Yeah. However, while we have no confirmation that she has been returned to us, our soldiers have repatriated these two Syrian shepherds, much to their chagrin. Unfortunately, we have to repatriate them. They're not Israeli citizens, and I'm sure their families want them back to Syria.
Just bizarre. I don't think life's going to be very easy for them in Syria. I've got to tell you, not after going public with, we don't want to go back. But anyway, that's their indaba. Let's talk about this next really interesting story. Dr. Fauci bribing for vaccines. What do you mean?
Okay, so it's not the same story. It must be my handwriting.
Commas, Rolene, they help.
Well, it's because I've only had one. I've only had one coffee and zero whiskeys. You know, it's Thursday. It's the end of the week.
So untangle this for me.
Let's untangle this. So let's discuss it. So basically the story is that Dr. Fauci, he's well known now as the contagious diseases specialist, who's just received a very prestigious prize, by the way, from Israel, $1 million, for his exemplary contribution to science, spoke and lauded the vaccine program that has been rolled out by Israel, and said that, you know, we are starting to see a significant reduction in the amount of infections. I mean, I heard the best news just moments ago, Simon. My gym is reopening on Sunday, and seeing that I am fully Pfizered, I can sign up and go back to gym, which I'm very, very relieved about. But nevertheless, in all seriousness, and this is in addition to the World Health Organization, who have said that the number of global infections is starting to come down along with the death rate. So very, very good news. But what is interesting is that we still have some people in Israel who are skeptical about the vaccine and should they receive the vaccine. But we are Israelis. We are full of chutzpah and ingenuity. So what are we doing, Simon, you ask, to get people to go and be vaccinated? Well, some of the more creative ways, we've had Cholent in a Cholent and vaccine drive in Bnei Brak.
Oh,
we've had a pizza and beer drive in Ranana.
Oh, come on.
Listen, we are a nation of Jews. This is how we say we love you, we appreciate you. Now please roll up your sleeve and take a jabby. And my best has to be a shot for a shot in Tel Aviv.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense. I'm kind of interested in Ranana. It wasn't biltong and Mrs. Ball's chutney. But anyway, I can understand. Apparently, there's quite a market in fake passports, fake travel passports, COVID passports, I'm referring to.
Well, this is something that we're hearing that people are trying to do, is to try and fake the green passport. I was trying to find the right translation from my head from the Hebrew, which is a tudat chisun, which is like a certificate of vaccination.
Yeah.
And the health minister, who can be very stern at times, and rightfully so, has said that anyone caught with a faked or forged Ta'udat Chisun will be sent to jail.
That's calling it like it is. And in the minute that's remaining, let's talk about the fact that it ain't Jerusalem of gold, it's Jerusalem of snow.
It is Jerusalem of snow. Look, I have to say I feel very shortchanged, Simon, because the last time it snowed like this in Jerusalem, we in Modi Inn got snow. So I'm feeling very left out. I'm having FOMO. Where is my snow? But the pictures of Jerusalem are absolutely spectacular. We have the north, which has received a lot of snow, a snow day yesterday, and the scenes coming in from Jerusalem, nothing short of absolutely spectacular. And I'm very envious of all those lovely people who are out there in the snow playing, making snowmen, taking advantage of this very, very rare occurrence. So, yeah, Jerusalem of gold has been transformed into Jerusalem of snow, as has the north. And if you fancy a ski vacation and you can get to Israel, we will start opening up for 2,000 people per day from Saturday. You can head up north and go skiing.
Rolene Marks, thank you for your input over the whole week. Shabbat shalom to you, and we are going to do the whole thing all over again commencing Monday.
Shabbat shalom. I will catch you on Monday afternoon, my friend.
That we will do.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.